Hit it, intro man.
And now, today's contestant is Matthew Giglajajah, Kunga Kong Birmingham. I'm just reading what I was sent. Hailing all the way from his White Gate community in Southlake, Texas.
Not Southlake.
Some people in Dallas know him as a board operator at America's favorite radio station, but even more know him as the man behind some of the greatest glory holes in the Metroplex. What? His diet consists of fried chicken, candy, soda, and whatever else a six-year-old left home alone might consume on a daily basis. Towing the line, my God, this is long, towing the line between overly sexual and asexual, the man has wasted more seed than a bird feeder in a hurricane.
What?
Accurate. He says he will donate all of today's earnings to absolutely no one because he doesn't believe in helping others. Now here is our host, Ol' Monty.
Ah, thank you very much, DJ. Looking great today, by the way.
Oh, thank you, pal. Right back.
If I could take issue, my middle name is not Giggle Dong.
I thought you were named after the Chinese Taipei catcher.
No.
Ticket Reddit says otherwise.
Well, this is the Are You a Sports Idiot game show featuring our contestant, Matthew Birmingham. This is year two of Are You a Sports Idiot. DJ, my presenter, why don't you tell Ham what he'll be playing for here today?
I sure will, Mr. What? Monty. You've got a signed 8x10 photograph, framed even, every member of the band autographed from the band Styx to Justin. Cheers.
Why
do you have an autographed Styx picture?
That'll be what people say to Ham if he gets enough questions correct.
Well, how cheap if he just crosses out your name and rewrites his name.
I forgot to cash in on last year's winnings. I'm just remembering that now.
Nah, it's too late. There's Damn a shelf it. Life on your
prize. Well, let's go over today's rules here and on the Are You an Idiot game show. You will be asked a series of easy sports questions.
Easy.
If you get enough of them right, you will walk home today with this signed Styx photo, signed for me, but will be gifted to you. You will have a couple of lifelines, should you need them. Both Deddy and Baldy are available to help you with one question, but...
This is the longest setup ever.
There is a caveat. If you would like Deddy to help you out, y'all have to communicate with each other like you're talking to Brian Jones.
Ooh.
Interesting.
And if you want Baldy to help you, you're going to have to convince Baldy to say one positive thing about the Cowboys before you can help him.
Impossible. God. Okay, you're making it where he has no chance.
Yeah.
Come on.
You better be convincing if you want Baldy to help you out today. Well,
why was I not informed of these rules prior?
I don't know either.
You're just a lifeline. You're in the audience right now. And just to make things hit a little harder, we have a very special buzzer should you get a question correct or get it incorrect. Let's start with question number one here on the Are You a Sports Idiot game show. We have March Madness coming up.
Oh, gosh.
Starts tomorrow in full. Who is the defending NCAA men's basketball champion? Ham.
It's not Duke. Is it Villanova?
Well, let's see what your wife has to say.
Pathetic. Just pathetic. Oh, God.
That is incorrect.
Agree.
Why is she wearing a dog collar?
That is incorrect, according to your wife. All right, 0-for-1 here on the RU Sports Idiot Game Show. Let's go to question number two here.
We're going
to
hear that soundbite a lot.
Let me give you a baseball question.
Okay, there's a chance.
The Yankees notoriously have the most World Series all time with 27 championships. Who has the second most?
Would it be the Cardinals?
He says the St. Louis Cardinals. We check in with your wife.
Great job, yes. Twig boy.
Twig boy. She calls you Twig boy too?
I guess.
I'm just playing what she said here. All right, you are now 1-for-2 here on the Are You a Sports Idiot game show.
Twig in the sleeves, not in the sheets.
We go now to a little football. I hope you have good memory because once again, the NFL draft is coming up. I need the first overall pick and team in the 2025 NFL draft.
This year, that would be Fernando Mendoza and the Raiders.
This is currently 2026. I'm looking for last year, which would be 2025. just 1 year ago.
Football draft, right?
Correct. That
okay,
would be the NFL.
Not the Mavericks and Cooper
Flagg.
I'm
going to go ahead and queue up a wrong answer here while you say that.
Was it the
Tennessee Titans?
Titans. Okay, I was going to say Titans, I swear.
Okay, he was supposed to give me the team, but you get a little help from,
he just
from
got
DJ.
It. I don't want to share half that photo with him. Well, I'm not getting it anyways. linebacker.
Named?
I was looking for a name. You just said a
named?
Position.
Trent.
Linebacker Trent. Is that the correct answer?
That kind of stupidity is why my mother wanted me to leave you at the altar.
Sounds like you have some problems at home, man.
That way.
I thought he nailed it with Trent.
The linebacker Trent on the Tennessee Titans.
Can I get half a point for Titans, though?
No, because that was given to you by DJ.
I was already going to say it.
Okay. Let's get you another basketball question here. We, of course, all remember fondly the Mavericks winning the NBA championship in 2011. I need you to name me the four teams they defeated to win that NBA title.
Blazers, Lakers, Thunder, Heat.
Congratulations. All the other third graders got that one right, too.
They wouldn't have been alive back then.
That is correct, according to your wife. That
well
is
done.
Another one on the board for one Matthew Birmingham playing the Are You a Sports Idiot game show.
So what does he have to get to win? Does he just have to have more correct than
that.
Incorrect?
The next question here on the Are You a Sports Idiot game show. Remember, you have lifelines if you need them.
Oh, yeah.
Go to daddy.
Oh,
man.
Go to daddy.
This is a good one for you. So, notoriously, in the 90s, Michael Jordan took 2 years off to go play baseball. During that time frame, a different team, the not Chicago Bulls, won those two NBA titles. What NBA franchise was that?
Lifeline.
Okay, remember your caveats. You got to talk to Daddy like Brian Jones, and you got to get Baldy to say a nice thing about the Cowboys.
Brother.
What's happening, brother?
Hook 'em.
Hook 'em.
Who
won the title?
Won the title
Jordan
when Michael Jordan
baseball.
Was gone, brother.
Brother.
They are another. Do I need to just give him a hint?
No, you're
the
one.
Tell him out. It's the Houston Rockets.
It was very unbrotherly.
It didn't
that.
Sound like he was talking to Brian Jones there.
Hey, brother, it was Houston Rockets, all right?
Keep getting questions right, and maybe I'll let you sleep upstairs again.
Okay.
Ooh, quite
right.
A tease. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Didn't realize how much marital strife you were in, but
Meryl Streep.
Daddy helped you out there. That is another one correct.
Thank you, brother.
You are one step closer to a signed picture of sticks. Up next on the RU Sports Idiot Game Show, let's go to a hockey question. Who are the defending Stanley Cup champions?
The Florida Panthers.
I didn't even think you could read, so I'm surprised you actually got that question right.
There you go.
Joke's on her, I can't.
That's two in a row. One more, and that's three in a row, and that was what they call a winning streak. Let's see if we can end that, though. All right, Cooper Flagg, the 1-1 in last year's NBA draft, of course, became a Dallas Maverick. Who was drafted one pick after Cooper Flagg?
Was it Connie Nips? Conga Nipple?
If you miss another question like that, I'm going to leave you for Deddy.
No.
What? Wow.
So not only should
I haven't
you leave
done
you
that
altar,
much
now,
wrong in my life.
Your
her.
Lifeline is going to be your new wife's boyfriend.
I actually own my own home, so
that's going to be
right.
Uncomfortable when the three of y'all are living together.
Yeah.
That's correct. All right, a couple more here as you are vying diligently for the signed photo from the band Styx. Emmitt Smith, the all-time leading rusher, Deuce Deuce for the Cowboys. Where did he play his college football?
Lifeline.
Okay, you've already burned your daddy one, and that one worked. Remember what you got to get Baldy to do, though.
Baldy, remember when the Cowboys were good?
No, actually, I don't.
Remember back in the past when they won championships, when you read about it?
Boy, that was fun to read, wasn't
Ask
it?
Ask him about Brandon Aubrey. He's good. Ask him about Brandon.
Hey, remember our kicker, who's awesome?
Yeah, he's like the best weapon that the Cowboys have.
There you go.
I'll count that as a positive thing about the Cowboys.
Okay,
all right,
that's the best you're going to get from Baldy right now.
Back when they won the Super Bowls, their best weapon, Emmitt Smith, where'd he come from? College.
He was a Gator from the University of Florida.
Okay, I'm going to go with that.
Now that's a good answer.
Thank
You've
you
earned another
that.
Sip of your Starburst water.
You earned it. Yes, Ham Duff. For anyone that doesn't know, Ham drinks Starburst water.
It's
Starburst
still, it's
flavored
still water.
Water.
Even if it tastes like candy.
Okay, let's go with two more here. Let's start with this one. Nico Harrison, former general manager of the Dallas Mavericks,
Boo.
Is currently... And I'll give you multiple choice on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Is he A, a bitch? B, a bitch-ass bitch? C, literal piece of human filth that needs to have his genitals dropped on a pile of fire ants?
Harsh.
Or D, all of the above?
Tricky.
Yeah, I should use my lifelines here. I'll go with D, all the above, all the bitches and ants on whatever that's being dropped on his genitals.
I'm going to play this just because I want you to get it wrong.
What?
Monty and DJ are truly great people and heroes and deserve better than this.
No, this is a lie. She was
you got that
doing
incorrect.
That under protest.
Monty didn't even send that to her. She just ad-libbed
she added
that one, yeah.
Just the genital thing for Nico Harrison. Our final question here on the Are You a Sports Idiot game show. And this one will decide whether or not you walk home today with our grand prize.
Wow, what's the score?
A signed photo from the band Styx directed at me, your host Monty. Number 95 on the Dallas Stars, one Matt Duchene.
Mm-hmm.
Who does he, old Dutchie, have the best chemistry with at the ticket / consider a best friend?
I know the answer he wants, but
right.
It's not the correct answer.
I need
answer.
The correct exactly. answer.
No, you haven't even let me
this
answer yet.
This is not a subjective answer. This is objective.
Sean Bass.
You're going to have to make way more money if you continue to embarrass me like this.
We were looking for, it says here, Justin Monta.
No, he hangs up on you every single
you.
Day.
Justin Monty Major.
And you have a fake conversation
oh,
with him off air.
Everything on the line. The grand
no,
prize
you have
right
the worst
there.
Chemistry.
Excuse every me, I'm time. Getting a message from the judges in the booth.
Go
Monty,
ahead.
They say your information is incorrect. Sean Bass is the correct answer.
Yeah.
I'm looking at right here. I can call Dutch if you like. And we
Monty
can get
has
answer.
Ham mouth every time he talks to Dutch where he can't make any words sound correctly.
Unfortunately, Ham, that grand prize was right there in your
oh,
fingertips,
buddy.
And you let it slip, so I think that will be going home with today's presenter, DJ.
Yes!
People do win
Woo!
Here on the Are You
I had no idea.
A Sports Idiot game show.
Yes.
Ham, you have failed. Your wife's leaving you for Daddy.
For the second year in a row, this is rigged.
It's 8:33 here on The Ticket. Coming up next, let's talk to Mark DeRosa about the loss yesterday.